USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Biden administration deeply concerned about the actions the Taliban is taking. That coming from Secretary of State Tony Blinken on MSNBC Friday following U.S. airstrikes Wednesday and Thursday against the Taliban as it tries to retake control of the country. Former U.S. commander in Afghanistan David Petraeus also worried about Afghanistan's future.
Previously, I mentioned that my fear was that we would come to regret this decision, and it appears that that regret could come sooner now rather than later, and that is, again, very concerning.
Petraeus telling Fox News Friday he's heartened by this week's airstrikes, but the Taliban still has strategic momentum. Some House Republicans urging action to remove Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Members of the Freedom Caucus on Friday sending a letter to Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Caucus members say House rules allow for removing Pelosi if directed by a caucus or conference. No word from McCarthy on if he'll move forward with the request. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House sees what it calls encouraging data on COVID vaccine rates. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Friday the five states with the highest case rates are getting more people vaccinated. She calls that a good sign, but she notes many young people still need to roll up their sleeves.
And, well, if you are a young person, you may think you are Superman or Superwoman and immune from getting the virus. That is not true. That is not accurate. You can get very sick. You can die from the virus. You can also make your grandparents sick and your parents sick. That is factual information.
Psaki also says that over 5 million Americans have gotten vaccinated in just the last 10 days. The search for bodies in Surfside, Florida, now under new leadership. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue announcing on Friday the end of its work finding victims in the rubble of the collapsed beachfront condo. The county's mayor calling the firefighters true superheroes. Miami-Dade Police now in charge of the search for remains and personal effects. At least 97 people killed and one remains unaccounted for. Saturday marks 1 month since the tragedy. Still no word on a cause. This is USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Some election equipment in Pennsylvania now decertified. Brad Bernard says more.
Pennsylvania's top election official has decertified the voting system of rural Fulton County for future elections, saying that an assessment by a third party had violated the Keystone State's election code. The Pennsylvania Department of State said in a statement dated July 21st that Wake Technology Services Incorporated's access to the county's voting system undermined the chain of custody requirements and strict access limitation necessary to prevent both intentional and inadvertent tampering with the electronic voting systems. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A man who raised money for former President Trump released from jail. Here's Wendy King.
A federal judge in Los Angeles freed wealthy private equity investor Thomas Barak, an ally of former President Trump, on $250 million bond in his illegal lobbying case. Prosecutors have charged Barak, who's been in jail since Tuesday, with illegally lobbying former President Trump on issues benefiting the United Arab Emirates. He's scheduled to appear in federal court in Brooklyn on Monday. Prosecutors said Barak, who was chairman of Trump's 2017 inaugural committee for conspiring to act as agents of the United Arab Emirates. Barak also faces charges of obstruction of justice and making false statements to federal officials. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.